Books on Tape presents Worth the Fighting For, a memoir by John McCain, read by Dan Cashman. Fix your eyes on the greatness of Athens as you have it before you, day by day. Fall in love with her, and when you feel her great, remember that this greatness was won by men with courage, with knowledge of their duty, and with a sense of honor in action. Thucydides, Funeral Oration of Pericles. Prologue. I was born into a tradition of military service. My forebears were not politicians, but they were leaders. And although they may have disdained the guile and artifice often associated with the practice of politics, they nonetheless recognized and admired national leadership when they saw it. If they measured it slightly less manful than martial valor, they still saw the honor in it. And they taught me to respect it, even if they expected me to keep a wary distance from it. Political leadership is not so great a stretch for the military officer with a career change in mind. Those who manage it do so, I suppose, because they can't imagine a life without wanting a prominent place in the nation's affairs, a place of honor in a great nation's history. We are taught to think of the country as greater than ourselves, to love it not exclusively, but wholeheartedly. Even if we don't heed the lessons at first, war will usually convert us, and it becomes a love we cannot part with. Perhaps some of us come to believe that the country cannot part with us.